When I say cannabis and then I say hemp and I say marijuana, think of cannabis as the mother, the genus or the species. And then below that, if you're making a family tree, hemp and marijuana would both live below cannabis. So they're both cannabis. When I say cannabis, I'm talking about all those terms that we use.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here, you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. Hey, ladies. So today we are going to be talking about a topic that we have talked about before on the podcast, but we're going to go a little bit more in depth. So we are going to be talking about CBD. We're going to be talking with Joseph Sheehy, who is the founder and CEO of Cured Nutrition. Just a fun fact about him, because this literally blew my mind, is he actually used to be an aerospace engineer for NASA. That was the last thing I really expected when I was learning about him and, you know, what he's done with nutrition. But anyways, Cured Nutrition is based in Colorado. And the thing about them that I really like is they're so extremely transparent. You know, every single product that you get from them, there's a little QR code that you can scan that will let you look over testing, quality control, what batch that came from, all of that, which I think is really important. And they do have a satisfaction guarantee and all of these good things. You guys know how much I appreciate and like transparent companies. And we dive deep into the ingredients and all about that. So what I love about this episode is we're going to be learning what CBD is. Like, there's actually multiple different endocannabinoids in cannabis. You guys are going to learn about this. He's going to explain it better than I am. But I feel like a lot of times when we think about cannabis, we only think marijuana. And we're going to be learning about the other thing that comes from cannabis, which is hemp, from which comes CBD. And I think that this is such an empowering and helpful tool to, in my opinion, specifically help those who really, really deal with anxiety. Now, as we talk about on this episode, that you do have to dig a little bit deeper. Like, you know, you have to be paying attention to your nutrition. You have to be getting the sunlight, getting the movement, doing all of these things. Like, dig deep, fight for yourself. But this is also an incredible tool to help. Like, they have some products that really help with supporting your sleep and muscle recovery and relaxation. And maybe if you're someone that reaches for something else that maybe has more side effects, this would be a really good option to be able to do that without the side effects. So anyways, they do have a wide array of products. Now, I personally recommend, and the ones that I will use as a family are the ones without THC. So they have a few of those, one of them being the Flow Gummies, which are, in my opinion, such an amazing like energy boost, like before you have to go somewhere or before you have to do a workout or anything like that. But the other ones that I really like and I think are just awesome is Rise, which has CBD and also energy support through herbs. So that's their thing that they use, is they use CBD, they use mushrooms, and they use herbs, and they put those together in a specific combination that they're each using components of each of those things to work together. That one's completely caffeine free. There's also Zen, which is for rest and relaxation. And then they even have one to help with your gut health and immunity and all of that. So those are the ones that I personally would use and recommend. And I think they do exactly what they say they do. And so useful to have this tool in your back pocket to be like, oh, need some more energy right now, or without caffeine, or oh, need some help sleeping, but without the side effects of anything else. I know a lot of people turn to alcohol to help wind and relax. And you know, I'm going to tell you, we need to work on your nervous system, honey, but maybe this is an option for you to help calm your body down and find this new happy medium without the side effects. So you are going to learn a lot more about CBD and how it interacts with your endocannabinoid system, what different types of CBD there are, because obviously there is CBD out there that does have THC as well. So you're going to be learning all about these things. Again, the ones I would recommend would be the THC-free ones. And I think that they're a fabulous company. I love their transparency. I love their commitment to education. So I think that you are going to really enjoy this interview. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about the endocannabinoid system, which is really cool. And please reach out to me if you have any questions, or reach out to Cured if you have any questions. It's just Cured Nutrition. They're really, really big on education, just like Aversio. So I love how they are willing to answer any questions. If you want to try any of the products that I did recommend, they did give you a discount code. So you can go to Cured Nutrition, it's literally just how it sounds, .com, and use the coupon code Leah. And they did tell me that those coupons are stackable. So like if you do a subscription or you do a bundle or anything like that, you can actually stack with the coupon code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save even more. So that's nice, because a lot of companies don't let their coupon codes be stackable. So cool beans, let me know. Enjoy the education and maybe find your new type of calmness. All right. I almost called you Joseph, but Joe is on your screen. So I feel like you probably want to go with Joe.
I've been going more biblical lately with Joseph. My son's middle name is Joseph, but most people call me Joe. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I am going to be completely honest. When I went to do some more research into your background, the last thing that I expected to see was that you were an engineer for NASA.
Yeah.
I was like, where did you go from this to creating supplements? So
yeah,
why did you take a massive, you know, jump in another direction?
Yeah, it's such a great question. They don't go together. My story that got me literally to this place is a combination of continuing to recognize that there's a life that you want to be living, and then there's a life that you're actually living. And in college,
we're just getting deep very fast.
Yeah. Like in college, I found myself in a really dark place. I almost committed suicide. Happy to dive into that. One night, Tuesday morning, 2:30 a.m. And that event literally like changed the course of my life. But the reason that I got to that place is because the fact that I was not living in alignment with who I really wanted to be. I think most people get to college, you're 18 years old. I grew up, you could say sheltered, in a bubble. And I think a lot of people get to college and then it's this melting pot of who are we? What are we doing? And we have no rules. And 3-4 years into college, I looked around and I was friends with a bunch of people that were, really kind of trying to figure out who they were themselves, but also had a lot of pain. Like I look back on it and I could see that every single one of us had so much pain. I think we found each other because of those commonalities, but we also spent a lot of time with each other, moving through that pain with escaping it. So a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, and going into college, I was the jock. I was the straight A student. I went into aerospace engineering. You could call me goody goody straight edge, whatever you want to terms you want to use. And you know, 4 years into college, I looked at myself and I was wearing baggy clothes and hats to hide my face and partying 5 out of 7 nights a week. And the person I wanted to be going into college and the person that I actually was at that time, 4 years into college, were two drastically different people. And that caused a lot of anxiety. And then it ultimately led to depression, because what I think is that when we do that, when we say we want to be one person and then we're actually another person, I mean, the person we're hurting the most is ourselves, because what's happening is we kind of have this idea of our identity, and then we have the reality of the world and who we actually are. And that chasm is like, that's where anxiety lives. It's like, I want to be this person, but I'm not this person. Mm-hmm. And it just led to a very dark place. And so I'm happy to dive into any of that deeper, but ultimately I ended up graduating and got a job at Lockheed Martin, working in their NASA division, which was their planetary space division. And what happened for me when I first graduated from college was I ended up having to leave everybody. The only way for me to get out of that dark place that I was in was I had just had to completely reset my life. I had to, like all those friends, I literally had them one day, and my parents actually moved me home because they thought I was going to lose my life, and I almost did.
Yeah.
And what I found in the first year of graduating was I found the health and fitness bodybuilding competing industry. And that was what was really helping me move through my pain in a different way versus escaping. And being in that world, I got more involved in the, you know, health and fitness expos, seeing all the supplement companies. That was the rise of like the Instagram bodybuilding world. And I was making a lot of friends in the health and fitness space. And many of them had similar stories to me. They like came to health and fitness because they found this was actually a healthier way to move through whatever it is we were working through as individuals. And what happened was this like slow slide into recognizing that I wasn't meant to be an engineer sitting in a cubicle and press buttons. And as I saw like opportunities in health and fitness, I kind of got to the same place again where I was like, okay, I see the person that I want to be, but I also see this person that is, you know, working myself to death in this engineering career and isn't feeling fulfilled. But I put all this time and effort into becoming an engineer, and I did what I thought I was supposed to do for the world. Like, I got the degree. I made my parents happy. I made society happy because I said, yeah, I'm an aerospace engineer, but I was dying on the inside. And so I had some ideas, and eventually a boss really like just belittled me one day and kind of gave me the permission slip to quit and dive into this venture. And we can dive into the venture and the reasons why I took this path. But ultimately it was that I realized I kept like finding myself in this place where I just wanted to be somebody else, but then I could actually recognize the pattern. Mm-hmm. I had to get to the point where I actually had to give myself the permission to stop that pattern and just decide to go a different direction.
Yeah. It's so funny too, to see like how different people's brains work depending on like what their career is. And obviously I feel like an entrepreneur and someone in the nutrition, it's very different than engineer. My dad's an engineer. My brothers are engineers. Like, engineers just abound around me. But one of my other brothers, because I got a lot of them, he does own his own business. And it's just, he just thinks differently, you know, like it's a different type of how you kind of go about life and things like that. So I love it that, you know, this came out of something like deeply rooted in your heart, because I feel like those are the most powerful. Like, you care about what you're using, the product you have, and actually helping other people, because it's helping, you know, who you were back then. So I would love to dive right into Cured Nutrition and what it's all about and what kind of products you guys have. And why don't we just jump right in with the fact that, you know, you are a CBD hemp company, but more than a CBD hemp company. So what are you guys?
Yeah, I like to say we're a functional cannabis supplement company, but our mission is to change the way 1 million people think about alternative healing paths, mainly cannabis. But we exist to change the narrative that so many of us have ingrained in our heads about cannabis, mushrooms that are stigmatized and have become the story in many of our heads because of propaganda and narrative that we grew up around.
Yeah.
If you grew up in the DARE program, you think cannabis is the same thing as heroin. If you grew up in the early 1900s, you were the result of a propaganda machine that said Cheech and Chong mentality and the idea of like what a stoner is like the person that sits on the couch and doesn't get anything done. And so, well, of course, many people believe what they believe. And then a lot of people have had experience with cannabis that's actually been negative and they didn't get what they were looking for. And so we're here to help people get what they're looking for as an alternative to going out and finding yourself at happy hour, as an alternative to taking sleep medications, as an alternative to many of the things that you turn on the TV and they're advertised so widely and so widely accepted, but not questioned, we're here to provide a solution or an alternative for those things. And so how we've positioned ourselves is creating functional cannabis supplements that are intended to help you with really relief and presence over tuning out and escaping reality, which many of those options that many people turn to these days are really what they're doing. It's they're numbing you and making you escape reality.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, you talked about using fitness as a way to move through pain, which I thought was a very interesting choice of words, because a lot of times, you know, the choice is, can we just like go around it or over it or, you know, forget about it? So you do have to process and go through that. So can we really talk then about like what is in your products? Like what makes them different? Like, let's say someone, because I do think it is like a little bit of fear mongering around cannabis, but also if I'm being completely honest, I think it's a lack of education. Because when I was learning about cannabis, I was like, oh, there's this whole endocannabinoid system in your body. I didn't know that like this is how it reacts with those receptors. So can we, let's spread the education. Can you tell us like what exactly cannabis is, what's in your products?
Yeah. So I think one place to, so I'll start with just defining cannabis, and then I'll move to how we formulate the way we do, because I think that that's tying those together is very important. And so when I say cannabis, and then I say hemp, and I say marijuana, think of cannabis as like the mother, like the genus or the species. And then like below that, if you're like making a family tree, hemp and marijuana would both live below cannabis. So they're both cannabis. When I say cannabis, I'm talking about all those terms that we use. For the longest time, hemp and marijuana were drastically different. Hemp was used, hemp was typically tall and stocky. It was used for textile. You can make clothing out of it. Henry Ford made a Model T out of it. You could make a biofuel out of it. Hemp paper was the alternative to paper coming from trees. That was why William Randolph Hearst started this whole propaganda narrative, because he was vested in the printing press, which was using paper, and hemp was actually threatening to that industry. So hemp was typically like textile and a tall, stocky plant. It's also very nutritious. It has a lot of fiber in it. A lot of people eat hemp seeds, like very nutritious. And then marijuana is like a shorter, typically shorter, stockier, big buds and flowers plant. They're both cannabis, and they both, depending on how they're bred, have cannabinoids in them. Now, we live in this modern world where the line between hemp and marijuana has become very blurred. And so marijuana is regulated on a state-by-state basis, and hemp is actually at the federal level has been legalized as long as it contains less than 0.3% THC.
Okay.
So it's that one cannabinoid, which there's over 100 known cannabinoids in the cannabis plant, but it's that one cannabinoid that's kind of defining the difference between hemp and marijuana.
Okay.
Breeders can breed the hemp plant or the marijuana plant to become closer to each other. So right now we extract all of our hemp extracts from a hemp plant. So it has less than 0.3% THC. It has high CBD, high other cannabinoids, CBN, CBC, CBG. All of them have therapeutic benefits, and I can talk about them in detail. But we extract from the hemp plant, and when you get that full whole plant extract, there is low concentrations of THC in it. Think like the least amount of refining you do from the plant, the more cannabinoids and more plant parts are going to show up in the plant. So that's how we stay like as holistic as possible. CBD is non-intoxicating. So I'll talk about those two. CBD is non-intoxicating, as in it's not going to get you high. It does have psychoactive effects in that it helps calm you down. And so many people take CBD for calming or the anti-inflammatory like properties.
Okay.
So that's typically CBD, but then THC, high concentrations, that's what's going to get you high. And that's most people walking into a dispensary at a state-by-state level and buying marijuana, high THC.
Right, right.
Typical doses of THC, if you go into a dispensary, are somewhere between 5, 10, sometimes even higher. Now, we formulate all of our products with adaptogens, functional mushrooms, and some type of cannabinoid extract, meaning it could have high CBD. Another cannabinoid that I didn't mention was CBN. CBN is more sedating. People use it for like more for sleep. It almost gives you like a weighted blanket type effect. If you were laying underneath a weighted blanket, like that's what your body feels like from CBN. So that's how we formulate our products, like using typically those three cannabinoids, THC, CBD, and CBN, and then there's low concentrations of the other cannabinoids. But then we also include adaptogens and then functional mushrooms. And the reason that we use those three ingredients is it comes on the tail of how this company really became a thing. Because when I was really depressed coming out of college, I was instantly brought to a psychiatrist and I was instantly put on antidepressants. And that night that I almost ended my own life, I was actually on anxiety medication for social situations. And you're not supposed to drink on those, but I drank and I blacked out. And I did this more times than I would like to admit. And when I was put on those antidepressants after that night, my world got worse. I was numb. I didn't like how I felt. And I didn't feel like I was improving. I felt like I just had this like Band-Aid approach. Now, those can work for a lot of people, and I'm not going to like talk down and have this blanket statement of like, these are all bad.
I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste. I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste, but I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste. And I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried Wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose Wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano. And I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the Fresh Mint. You will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth, and my kids use the strawberry, and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's WELLNESSE.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste.
But for me, what I started to question was, is there an alternative option? Like, is there another way to do this rather than going down this path of like typical, like going to see a psychiatrist? And as I reflect back on my life, what my life is a culmination of is my mom and her side of the family, alcoholism ran rampant in it. And my mom actually escaped it. But alcohol ended up killing her brother, her dad. It killed my cousin. And then it quite literally almost killed me.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, like this is so destructive in my life, but my mom escaped it. And what I recognized in my house, my mom is a nurse and she was very much like pharmaceuticals are the path. And I grew up in our house, like orange bottles and white caps were all over the place. It was just like commonplace. And then I found myself like in the place where I was like, okay, that's supposed to be the solution for me. Mm-hmm. And I was just so resistant to it. And as I became more and more resistant to it, my mom actually gave me this book by Dr. Andrew Weil, who is an amazing, amazing human being. He runs a center for integrative medicine at ASU, I believe. He also is the owner of True Food Kitchen. So if you've been to True Food, that's Dr. Andrew Weil. There's this book that he wrote. It's called Spontaneous Healing. And in that book, he talks about, one, his studying of cannabis, but he also talks about adaptogens and traditional Chinese medicine and herbalism. And that was kind of the spark to me to say there's another option here. And it led eventually to when I started this company saying, hey, like, wow, I remember when I was moving through this dark place of my life and I was looking at like, or taking high dose fish oil or taking certain herbs. Can we combine other herbs with cannabinoids to create a function that's not just like, hey, I want to relax, but can we help with brain function? Can we help with gut health? Can we help with sleep? Can we help with stress relief? And so where we got to was using cannabinoid extracts, like I explained, but then also adding in functional adaptogens and mushrooms to create a function that is more than just like just taking straight cannabinoids. And so we hired a clinical herbalist back when we were starting the company. A year into the company in 2018, I was like, mushrooms and adaptogens are going to be huge. I could just tell that it was happening. And so every formula that we create, we use our clinical herbalist to say, hey, we want to create this function. Here are some potential ingredients. You tell us how these should work together using traditional herbalism. Like some herbs are warming, some herbs are cooling, some herbs are wet, some herbs are dry. And based on our own biology, how we respond to those herbs is always different. My business partner, he's got red hair. Our herbalist says he's very fiery. She's like, he's only going to need a little bit of these like lion's mane and Fusaria serrata and ginkgo and ginseng. Like those will be like be really strong for him. So how we formulate is saying, how do these herbs work together? At what concentrations should we try to use these together? And then we basically go through between a year and a year and a half of like testing R&D, send it out to our entire team, send it out to people that are working with the company and just continue to like refine the formula. So long-winded answer of cannabis, how we got to our formulations, but it's all done very intentional and done through a process that has allowed us to create products that we truly deeply believe in. And we're not just like throwing the kitchen sink at a formula to say, hey, like these are popular from a marketing perspective, they should sell. No, like these work and this is why, and this is why they work together.
That makes sense. So I have a question. So about cannabis, like when it is working with your system, is it actually like helping your nervous system like become more resilient to stress, or is it just helping calm you down and then the herbs are coming in to help with the other aspects, or like how does that work?
It's kind of a both and. So your endocannabinoid system is one of the systems in your body that really helps you achieve homeostasis or like regulate your stress response. So your endocannabinoid system has an effect on your sleep-wake cycle, your mood, your appetite, and all of those things in combination would funnel up to like your resilience as a human being to handle stress. And so it's a both and type of thing. The endocannabinoid system like has a downstream relationship with like GABA and GABA uptake and GABA, and that has a lot to do with like calming and your overall like state, mental state. And so when cannabinoids are in your system, they're either binding to the receptors. You have CB1 and CB2 receptors in your body. They're all over your brain and body, and they're either binding to them or they're modulating them. So they're making them have a response that then has a downstream effect on all of those other normal bodily functions that I mentioned. And it really, like, to simplify it, it's like homeostasis, your ability to respond to stress, and your ability to respond to stress affects almost all areas of your life.
Yeah. No, we talk about that all the time. Like, you can't, you know, have better digestion if you're stressed when you're eating and all that. So that completely makes sense. So what I'm hearing is, like, what if someone works like night shift, or their circadian rhythm is really off, or they have trouble going to sleep at night? Like, what would they start with? Because it also sounds like it's going to help with that circadian rhythm.
Yeah, it definitely can. And some of our products, like, we have a product where one of the most recent products we released does have a little bit of caffeine in it, but we have another product that's for focus and mental clarity. It's called Rise, and it doesn't have caffeine in it. And so, like, somebody that's a shift worker, a lot of herbs can be stimulating and help you actually, obviously, like, you're working against your melatonin production, but help you work through the night and then not have this overstimulating effect that, like, caffeine has that makes it hard for you to sleep. So you're kind of like switching your circadian clock. But honestly, like, at the end of the day, what we do as a company, and if you go to our website, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of blogs. We've been releasing a blog every single week since basically starting the company. And the reason we do that is because we are a supplement company, and we believe that supplements are supplemental to a lifestyle of healthy habits and routines. And so we're like an education first company. And so when it comes to, like, shift workers and things like that, you know, I always talk about, like, what's your light exposure? How are you responding to light? How can you use temperature? How can you, like, obviously, if you're a shift worker, you're going to have unnatural light, synthetic light all night. And then when you're getting off, you're going to have to, in your house, create a dark environment to, like, flip your circadian clock. And then I would also use temperature. And then when you do all those things, you could also use, like, our calming products that help wind your body down, wind your mind down. We have Calm Caps, another product called Zen that's really good for rest and relaxation. So it would depend on the person, but I always, like, I don't like to be like, hey, like, this is going to be the answer for everybody. You got to, like, do these other things too. And then I can be more specific on, like, if you need calming, I would go one way. If you need your body to wind down, I would go another way. If you have more stress, I would go another way. So it kind of depends on the person.
Okay. No, that's helpful. I mean, I think that foundations are there for a reason, you know, like, that supplements shouldn't replace foundations. So I know that you have a little bit of a branch of a few products. I know that you have, I think it's just one product that is CBD, and it's, like, completely hemp free, right? The Flow gummies are.
Yeah, Flow gummies are completely cannabinoid free. And our Aura product, which is for gut health, is also completely cannabinoid free.
Okay. So could we, like, I want to go over them in that order. So, like, completely cannabinoid free, and then, and so that people can kind of choose where they feel like it's going to be the best fit, maybe for adding to their life, depending on what they have going on. So who would Flow be for?
So Flow is anybody that, like, if you are a caffeine drinker, a coffee drinker, which I am, like, it's very ritualistic for me. It has very low dose caffeine. So I'll start with that. But caffeine is not, like, the leading ingredient in it. It's the lion's mane. It's the ginkgo. And then Husparia serrata is a nootropic. And then the caffeine in there is really to, like, set those all off. It's 50 milligrams of green coffee extract. But that product is anybody that's really, like, performance driven. You could use it for pre-workout. I use it, like, mid-morning. The thing is, like, with coffee, you got to go make a pot, or people drink caffeine, energy drinks. You got to go get an energy drink. These Flow gummies, like, literally, you could just be sitting at your desk and, like, hey, it's super convenient, low dose caffeine. And some people really like the idea of, like, for working out, you'll see crazy pre-workouts out there that will make you want to run through a wall. What we're trying to do is low stimulation, but then also, like, mental clarity and focus. So the ginkgo and the Husperia serrata and the lion's mane together, those serve as like the nootropic, which really help you with your focus. And they give a little bit of energy, but then also the green coffee extract is more energy. So that would be anybody that's like performance driven, anybody that like goes to the gym, you could do it for work. We have a lot of people that, one of our employees is her and her husband, they're big backcountry people. They hike and climb all the time. Mm-hmm. And some people use like if you want to bring coffee with you, you have to bring like the French press or like there's those AeroPresses or like any other thing that's like mobile coffee. But like, what if you just had this and it's not like weighing down your bag and you could just pop one of these for energy anytime. So it's like the active performance driven person.
Okay, that makes sense. That's actually a very low dose caffeine. Like, I mean, I'm just thinking of someone's average cup of coffee is anywhere from 100 to 200 milligrams of just pure coffee. So I'm assuming, what do nootropics do? Actually, I wanted to pivot because we hear that all the time. What on earth are those?
Think brain energy. So brain energy versus body energy. How is your brain functioning to allow you to zone in on whatever it is you're working on? It is kind of a like a trendy word, but I always say that like brain energy versus body energy. And if you think brain energy, like my brain is on fire, it's working. I have great recollection of words. I think that's one thing that people say a lot of times. If they use flow or rise in a social setting, mm-hmm. they'll leave and they'll be like, "Wow, I was really conversational. My word recall was great." So I'm like, my brain was functioning with really proper energy. That's how I like to describe nootropic in the most simple way.
Okay. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. So then the other one you said that is completely hemp cannabinoid free is your gut product?
Yeah, it's called Aura. And that has chaga, turkey tail, which are two functional mushrooms, which are great for immune support. And then it has turmeric, it has licorice root, and it has, I'm blanking right now, I haven't gone through all the ingredients in a little while. Grape root, licorice, turmeric, chaga, turkey tail. I'm missing an ingredient. But basically what it's for supporting your overall gut to help downstream your immune system. So your gut and the gut lining is extremely important that it's not permeable. So you're properly absorbing nutrients. But in the chaga and the turkey tail, there's also prebiotics. So it's helping with the overall gut lining, but then it's also helping with producing the right microbiome. So when you're eating, working so hard on your nutrition, but your gut's not ready to properly absorb the food, all that work that you're putting into working so hard on your nutrition may not be getting the full benefit from it. So we like to say heal, seal, and protect your gut. That's what Aura is. And downstream from that is your immune system. Most of 80% or 70 to 80% of your immune system starts in your gut. So it's a great place to start with your overall health because that also affects your serotonin production. So your gut, if you're not focusing on your gut, like definitely start there when it comes to like overall nutrition, nutrient absorption, then energy and mood. So Aura and Flow are non-cannabinoid and have functional mushrooms and different adaptogens to produce brain performance, brain and body performance, or gut health and immune support.
That's so interesting about the mushrooms and prebiotics, because mushrooms are used for like a million things. And so you're specifically bringing them in for a slightly different, you know, not just like, oh, it's antioxidant or whatever. You're bringing it in specifically for that function to support. Okay, so we have completely cannabinoid free. So then what would be our next category, which I believe would be broad spectrum hemp?
Yeah, broad spectrum hemp is where we would go next. And broad spectrum just means that there's zero THC in it. So I like how you're working us up. So we're going non-cannabinoid to broad spectrum, which is THC free. Rise, Aura, and Aura used to have just CBD in it. So it's really just Rise and Zen, but we call Rise, Aura, and Zen the daily dose bundle. So okay. Rise is brain function and mental clarity similar to Flow, but it doesn't have caffeine in it. So it's a similar formulation, but it's not a gummy. people love gummies, which has blown me away. And it has a few more ingredients like ginseng and vitamin B complex and a little bit higher dose of lion's mane. So it's similar to Flow, but no caffeine in it, and low dose CBD in Rise. So the thing with CBD in Rise is that sometimes products that are stimulating are too stimulating and you crash from them. CBD actually is like the balancing agent in Rise. So it's getting that uplifting effect, but it's not overstimulating. Similar to like in energy drinks, you'll see L-theanine. And L-theanine is meant to counteract the overstimulating effects of caffeine. So think of CBD and Rise as like brain energy, body energy, but CBD is balancing. And then on the flip side, Zen is for rest and relaxation. But if you needed a THC-free calming product, you can actually use Zen any time of day. It's not going to make you fall asleep. It's just really good at helping you calm your mind down. A lot of people can't fall asleep because our mind's racing. And so Zen is another THC-free product. It has higher CBD in it, but that has reishi, ashwagandha, valerian, passion flower, magnesium, and CBD in it. And that's really good for calming your overall body and your mind down to help you fall asleep. But you can use that any time of day. So those are our broad spectrum. And you correctly said that, like, broad spectrum means THC-free. It's just CBD. And some of them have a little bit of CBG in them, which is another minor cannabinoid. But in general, broad spectrum just means CBD without THC.
Yeah. I feel like that is a perfect entryway for people who are like, okay, I've heard all the benefits of CBD, but like maybe you're still hesitant try anything that has even a low dose THC in it. So I feel like that's a really great entry point where you could like start your day to support your energy without crashing. Because I even find people will do anything that doesn't have caffeine in it. But if you're just one of those people that sits more on the anxious level, anything that's slightly stimulating, even though you're exhausted, tends to make you get all jittery and weird. So
probably, and that all comes back to herbalism. It all comes back to the fact that some of us just like herbs just are way more stimulating for us than others. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Zen is a great place to start if you're just looking for calming properties. All those other functionals in it, like the reishi, the ashwagandha, the valerian, the passion flower, and the magnesium, all of those work together to really just calm your nervous system down. And that for the longest time was one of our best-selling sleep products.
Yeah, I feel like Zen is probably very useful for people who maybe have stress at work and they don't want to get tired, but like they also don't want to be wired all day. So that's probably very useful to bring in. I feel like you can start with any of the products and start to get the calming, you know? And so if you're like, okay, I'm going to start with Rise, or I'm going to start with Aura, you know, start there and see how you're feeling and see if it's working. Like, I tend to be like, start with lower dosages of things anyway, because you don't know where your sweet spot is going to be, and it could be very different than what you think. And that's where I would start personally. That's where I would start. So there's that.
Yeah.
So do you have any last words for anybody?
I would say, like, honestly, one, if you have more questions, reach out to us, because our team will always answer questions on our Instagram, support@curednutrition.com. But two, I think that the most important thing that I want anybody that comes to our company or shows interest in our company to understand is, like, we are in the middle of one of the most exciting times in our lives, I believe, and in our country, because I think just these conversations are just becoming so common. And like, when I say you sit down and you watch Sunday night football, or you turn on the TV and you see all these advertisements for things that are not actually serving people, like, what if we could just flip that script and this is the conversation we're having? And we actually start to like really serve people through producing results that are not like intended to just be like, hey, like, this is a Band-Aid type approach. Like, if you can control your stress, then you can become a weapon for so many things. You could be a great entrepreneur. You could be a great mom. You could be a great dad. You could be a great husband. Like, stress is so difficult. And so I think it's just like, let's focus on the things that really matter and not complicate things. And if we can focus on the things that really matter, like stress relief and sleep, it trickles into every area of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I have not met a client yet who doesn't need stress support. So might as well bring in some more support there. And I know you guys heard this in the intro, but you can go to curednutrition.com and use the coupon code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 15%. And I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure those codes are stackable. So yeah.
You may have the secret.
Yeah, you may have extra money there. Thank you so much for hopping on.
Yeah, thank you, Leah.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.